What caused the financial crisis? Testimony continues today.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission continues its work today, looking into what caused the meltdown and how to prevent another one. Marketplace's Amy Scott is following their work, and she joins us live. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Bill.
So getting grilled today are former executives from the mortgage giant Fannie Mae. Remind us how Fannie played into all this.
Well, the company, along with Freddie Mac, has been blamed for helping inflate the housing bubble. They basically buy mortgages from lenders, repackage them into bonds, and sell them on to investors. And critics say that by lowering the standards for the loans they bought, they helped put people in homes who couldn't really afford it. Eventually, of course, Fannie and Freddie were seized by regulators back in the fall of 2008, and their rescue has cost taxpayers more than $120 billion so far.
And who is testifying today? What are we going to hear?
Well, we're going to hear from Daniel Mudd, who was Fannie's CEO during the housing boom. Emails have shown that he ignored warnings about taking on too many risky loans. So that could come up again today. He has said that the company was trying to stay competitive. We'll also hear from Fannie's former chief business officer, Robert Levin, and from two of the company's former regulators. And I expect they'll be asked, you know, why the government missed some of these signs.
Right. Marketplace's Amy Scott. Amy, thank you.
You're welcome.
This week, AT&T launched a rebranding campaign.
Rethink Possible.
Rethink Possible. The company's taken some hits for having a weak cellular network. Now it's trying to emphasize its strengths, as reporter Jill Barchet tells us.
AT&T wants to sell you much more than phone service.
AT&T has a good portfolio of products that's expanding that nobody has an idea that they sell.
Christopher Larson tracks AT&T at the securities firm Piper Jaffray. Larson says AT&T's problem is that people are getting rid of landlines, and it could lose its exclusive right to sell the iPhone as soon as July. He says AT&T needs to get beyond the phone line, but he's not convinced this glitzy ad campaign will work.
Explore. Try. Do. Because before it could be done, it couldn't.
Larson says there's a big risk that no one is going to understand what AT&T is talking about. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet from Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher in Europe this morning. The head of the European Central Bank said he does not expect Greece to default on its debt. Asian shares rose today as well. And all this follows some decent sales figures yesterday from American retail chains. The Dow pushed up 29 points yesterday to close at 10,927.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture and creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. More at producemoreconservemore.com. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
After 70 years in Los Angeles, defense contractor Northrop Grumman wants to move headquarters closer to its biggest customer, the federal government. But where to move exactly? Maryland, Virginia, D.C., they're all making a pitch, as Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports.
No one's confirming anything, but each local government is said to be dangling a package worth $20 to $30 million to win Northrop. That includes property tax breaks and even paying moving expenses. The three districts covet the money Northrop's 250 well-paid executives will bring, the houses they'll buy, and the sales taxes they'll pay.
The cachet of a major corporate headquarters is a huge win.
Matt Erskine is with the Greater Washington Initiative.
It creates a multiplier effect in terms of this region's attractiveness to other businesses.
But with governments trying to cope with serious budget shortfalls, some locals wonder whether paying companies millions to relocate is worth it. Charlie Cray with the Center for Corporate Policy says it's become a corporate welfare arms race.
For a company that profited off of taxpayers to the tune of $1.7 billion last year alone, do we really want to subsidize them out of the budgets of communities that are suffering health cutbacks, education cutbacks.
Big corporate relocations are rare. 9 years ago, Chicago won Boeing's headquarters with a $61 million bid. I asked University of Chicago economics professor Alan Sanderson whether getting the company to move from Seattle was worth it.
No, not really. Could we have spent the $61 million on something else that would have had a higher payoff for the city, even if it's hiring more police or improving the schools or planting trees or whatever? I think the analysis would suggest that it wasn't a particularly good investment.
But governments are starting to demand that companies deliver something in return, says Matt Erskine, things like new jobs or buildings.
So that if the performance measures aren't met by the company, there are clawback provisions to be able to take back the incentive money if the agreement isn't fulfilled.
The winning bid should be announced soon. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And finally, here's the entire week's business news in a Marketplace Minute. Don't get excited. It isn't decided. Just beware that U.S. Air has been invited by United to prepare to share their fares. Now, that might be unrequited, or it might ignite a fight if their competitors despair and have the pair declared unfair. Obama backs a banking tax, while Citigroup and Goldman Sachs and Alan Greenspan, Charles Prince and Robert Rubin are all convinced they're not the ones we should condemn. Mistakes were made, but not by them. Geithner's in Beijing this spring. He's been bringing up the currency thing. It doesn't have to leap. Just let it creep. Don't keep it so bleeping cheap. Jobless benefits expire. Mortgage rates are getting higher. Toyota was fined. The birth rate declined. And Apple released a pad of some kind. Come see us by pad or phone or PC by typing in marketplace.org. And while you're visiting us online, treat yourself to our senior editor, Patty Hirsch, and his whiteboard series. Understand our economy better with a trip to marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.